The following recording offers you a number of different options for the Daf Yomi. It begins with a recording of this, the 13th cycle's Daf Yomi, and that's done rather rapidly, within a half an hour or less. That's followed by a quick review between 5 and 10 minutes, depending on the length of the Daf. After that comes the very same Daf from the previous cycle, done at greater length in much greater detail, with different participants in a different ambience. You could choose one for your original learning, one for review, alternate, or whatever you do, enjoy.
Today's Daf, Masechet Brachot, brought to you by Ben Chomot Yerushalayim, is Daf Samach Gimel, and we are holding at the first two dots, which is about a sixth of the way down. And let's take a look back at the opening Mishnah so that we can remind ourselves of what the Gemara's reference is here. So we're getting close to a Pirush on the end of the Mishnah. We had just finished yesterday the way in which a person walks into the Har HaBayit. And now in about the middle of the page, on Daf Nun Dalet, we get to where the Gemara is about to begin its discussion today. And that is, Kol Chotamei Brachot Shebemigdash Hayu Omrim Ad HaOlam. So it used to be, when you said a bracha, it was Oruch Ata Hashem Elokei Yisrael HaOlam. Then they had to, Mishikilkul HaTzedukim, they had to change it to be Min Olam V'Ad Olam, because the Tzedukim would say In Olam Ela Echad, and then they changed the Nusach of the Bracha to say Min Ha'olam V'Ad Ha'olam. So the Bracha is answered with Baruch Shem Kevod Malchuto Olam Va'ed. The next thing is V'Itkinu. We're going to discuss that today as well. V'Itkinu. They also made a Takona She'Adam Shoel Et Shlom Chaveiro B'Shem, that a person should say to his friend, as we see from Boaz, in a Boaz Bami Beit Lechem. So they actually use the Shem Hashem to be Mevorech instead of saying Shalom Aleichem, which seems to be a very big violation of the Kvod Hashem, to use it under secular circumstances in such a high-handed manner, as if I can call my friend being a presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And of course, as we mentioned earlier in the Mishnah, this entire parak is based on the idea of the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whether it's in terms of the Beis HaMikdash, in terms of the Brochas, or in terms of Chalomot, or wherever a person is makir the Shem, the way in which he has to behave around the Shem. This end of the Mishnah is one of the most fundamental changes in terms of the recognition of Hashem. It was obviously necessary for the bringing about the birth of David and Malchus Yisrael and Geula and the rebuilding of the Beit HaMikdash. But for some reason, the Mishnah is not satisfied with the fact that Boaz did this and goes on to say Va'omer. And furthermore, it says in the Pasuk, Hashem Imcha Gibor Achayu, that the Malach actually greets Gideon the same way. So just as he said Hashem Imachem, the Malach said Hashem is with you. And as if that's not enough, we continue on to say Va'omer. And furthermore, it says, Al Tavoz, do not look down at these takanos, ki zakna imech, your mother has gotten old. And yet another pasuk, Eit lasot l'Hashem eferu toratecha, which Rabbi Natan explains as meaning eferu toratecha, if need be, do something which appears to be a violation of the Torah, mishum eit lasot l'Hashem. Okay, reminding ourselves of the Mishnah then, we can now continue. So, the Mishnah said that we have to have kol chotmei brachot, it's not sufficient to end just Baruch Ata Hashem. It's Baruch Ata Hashem Elokei Yisrael Ad HaOlam. And in the end, Min HaOlam V'Ad HaOlam, after the Kilkul of the Minim. I mean, what is this? Why do we have to go so far-fetched? Kol Kach Lama? Well, Lefi She'eino Nin Amen Shebimigdash. We do not say Amen. And since we don't say Amen, as we're going to see, it's only appropriate that the closure of the Bracha will then match the opening of the Bracha. It means that we've replaced the Amen, as we're going to see from the Pasuk, with Baruch Shem Kivod Malchuto L'Olam V'Ed. And we want to match that up, L'Olam V'Ed, with an initial bracha that said initially indeed only Ad Olam, which is Olam Va'ed, and then was changed to read Min Olam V'Ad Olam because of the Kilkul HaMini. We don't say Amen B'Migdash, and there's a very good reason for that, as the Rishonim point out. It's not just that we add something, as we're going to learn from the Pasuk, as Nehemiah and Ezra did, it's that Amen is inappropriate in the Migdash. Because Amen is, and first the Marsha learns that it's Kabbalistic. Amen is 91. That's why we're supposed to have 91 Sadiq of the Ameni. And that is a Chibur of the shame of Yudke Vovke with Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. But that is only because we keep the shame Beha'alama, and therefore we have to indicate in some fashion point that we recognize that what we see as manifestations of godliness is actually part of an underlying existential reality embedded in the Shem Hashem, which we don't pronounce, which is the existential name of Yudkei Vavkei. But since in the Beit HaMikdash we use that Shem, is it appropriate to say Amen? We don't make a Chibur. We don't need a Chibur. We're in the presence of the Shem HaMefurash. But even, I mean, there's some who ask on that Marsha, but I mean, what about the fact that we only do that during Birkat Kohanim or at special occasions? It's not that every person who makes a bracha would always, in every tefillah, would always say the Shema Mefurash. And the truth is that this Marsha really has its Mekorot in Rishonim many centuries before him that speak about not saying Amen to the Shema Mefurash, without going into the details of the Gematrias and so on that he does. But the simple meaning is because Amen is a sense of commitment to a hidden future. Emunat Chabalelot. And in the Beit HaMikdash, it's inappropriate. It's not a hidden future. If you're in the presence of the Shekhinah, then why say Amen? And we see this in Dichin Amar Kumu. We see that this is exactly what Nehemiah said to the Levim. They get up and they tell all of Yisrael, obviously with the Shlichut of Nehemiah and Ezra, Kumu baruchu et Hashem Elokechem min ha'olam v'ad ha'olam v'yavarchu shem kivodecha u'miromam al kol beracha u'tiyila. Now this is an awful lot more than simply saying Baruch atah Hashem. Furthermore, continues, that's the end of the pasuk. Yevorchu shem kvodecha u'miromam al kol beracha u'tiyila. This end of the pasuk, we want to be dorish. You might think that basically we wait until after all the brachot, and at the end we say baruch shem kvod malchuto le'olam va'ed. But not that every single bracha carries a baruch shem kvod malchuto le'olam va'ed with instead of the amen. No, tamud lomar u'miromam al kol beracha u'tiyila. Al kol beracha u'bracha ein lo tiyila. Every bracha of the mentioning of the shem carries with it a baruch shem kivod malchuto le'olam ve'ed. Now, as we saw, we had four different verses that were brought for the takana of Hashem Imaken. Why do we need all of that? What's that first and furthermore the Malach says to Gidon? Because you might have thought, it's true we see Boaz at Hashem Imaken, but maybe this was Boaz midaitin an option. I mean, maybe this was Boaz's personal shita. We know that he did a lot of chutzpahdika things, Boaz. Maybe, you know, he's sticking his neck out. We shouldn't follow him. And he might have made a mistake. Tashma, the Malach himself says Hashem Yimcha Gibor Achayil. So if the Malach says it, I mean, obviously he had good roots for this, right? Maybe you'll say, wait, the Malach wasn't greeting. The Malach was bringing a message from the Lord. He was making a statement, Hashem Yimcha Gibor Achayil. Now, let's see what you're going to do about the matzav of Yisrael and the Plishtim. So therefore, how can you bring a proof from the Malach? The Malach is giving over a message. Tashma, therefore, we bring the next pasuk, the Omer, meaning, do not outthink Boaz. It may sound crazy, but al tavoz, do not look down on weird things that you see in the takana that came in previous generations just because zakna imecha, or in fact zakna imecha has a lot of experience for you to learn from. And furthermore, the reason that that's true, that you can even, in something like this, you can rely on, is because of eitla sot Hashem eferu toratecha. Even things that appear to be violations of the Torah are sometimes what's necessary. Omar Rava, that pasuk is read in both directions. Haikra, mireisha l'seifa midrash, miseifa l'reisha midrash. You can read it either way. Let's take a look from the beginning. Eitla sot Hashem, mireisha l'seifa midrash. What would that mean? Eitla sot Hashem, Hashem's fed up. And now he's going to start taking some action. At last. Why? Mishum Eferu Toratecha. It's enough already. Or, Misefel Reisha Midrash. Eferu Toratecha. You shall go out and do the wrong thing, but appears to be wrong on the surface. Why? Mishum Eitla Sot Hashem. Because sometimes you got to do what appears to be wrong. So we have, for instance, Eliyahu bringing a korban outside of the Beit HaMikdash, which is an Isser Gomer, but since it's only eight lasot Lashem to make an impact on the Ovdei Abal, so then you can be made for the Torah as long as it's only eight lasot Lashem. Tanya, Hillel HaZaken Omer. Hillel HaZaken says, itim, really define what you're supposed to do. It's not, you act the same under all circumstances. So if you have Bisha'at HaMachnisim, you have a period in which the Chachomim are not very marbit Torah. It's become very elitist, you have a couple of yeshivas, and difficult to get in, and the Torah is not getting out there. The thing to do under those circumstances is hazer. You go out, spread the Torah around. Misha'atam defazrim, but where you have 1,000 yeshivas and organizations spreading Torah, just mind your own business. Kanes, you keep things quiet. Another example of eight. Imra'ita dor shatorah chaviva alav. You have a generation which people really want to learn. Teach them. Pazer. Shenamra yesh b'fazer v'nosaf od. You can add. If people are thirsty, you can add. But Imraita Dor Shena Torah Chaviva Alav. See, your generation, they have no interest in learning. They just have an interest in reading in. So then Kanes, then don't teach them. Because then it's a bizoyan for the Torah to actually spread real things to people who are not, they don't really appreciate it. So then it's, you're looking down at the Torah. And then the more you spread, the greater is the bizoyan at Torah. Shenemar, eit la'asot la'ashem, eit feiru Torah. Now here too, we read it both directions. In other words, if there was a hafara that there hasn't been learning, so then you go out and spread. If people have no interest in Torah, then you have to do what appears to be a hafarat Torah instead of teaching. Keep things bitzniut. This is the amazing Reb Shlomo Zalman's response to the shaila. I told you whether it's kedai to publish frameworks. You're publishing things that people are so, you know, they'll just turn it into more drushes. It's a bizoyan Torah. His answer was, it's not possible to be mevasa the Torah more than it's mevuza, so it really wouldn't matter. it's like it's such a bottom, the bottom of any possible imagination of the way people are mevasa the Torah that it means absolutely nothing. You can only help. You can't possibly make it worse.
Was it Rav Volbo?
Rav Volbo was on Patterns and Times. And actually, Rav Volbo wasn't so sure as he writes in his introduction. I don't know, it may be too dangerous. Dorash Bar Kapora. Bar Kapora had another one of his drushes based on this idea. Zalat, things have gotten cheap. Kvotes kenemin. Then that's when you should be the one to buy as much as you can. So in other words, you see, there's a possibility of learning Torah where nobody else is taking advantage of it. You jump in and take advantage of it. The atar delet gavar, a place where there isn't a man. That's where you should take upon yourself to be a man. Taman havi gever. But you see from there, that atar de it gever. Taman lot havi gever. If there's somebody who's doing a job, what do you need to compete for? There's no point in putting yourself out there. It's not about you. So somebody's doing the job. So mind your own darn business. So the Gemara Pshita, well, obviously, if there's somebody, we assume a Gever means somebody great. I mean, so why would you compete with someone that's greater than you? Pshita. No, the Chiddush is one. This is called a B'shneim Shavim. You have somebody else doing the job. Yeah, you can do the job just as well. Let him do the job. Dorish Bar Kapara. Ezohu Parasha Ketana Shekol Gufei Torah Tulugimba. What is just a very short verse that includes basically all of the essence of Torah, the gufei haTorah, those things which are actual, the physicalities of the Torah, b'chol derachecha de'ehu, v'hu yi'asher orchotecha. In all of your paths, know HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and He will straighten those paths. Oh my Rav, this is afilu l'dvar avera. There's many different levels on this. The simple meaning of it, and this is the Ein Yaakov has a girsa that says, and that's what people say, that the ganav, as he's about to break into your house, is praying to the Lord that may the police not hear, and may the alarm not go off. You know? So he's even b'shas ma'isa that he's robbing, but he's still at least b'chol derachecha de'ehu. So that, according to that girsa, Reb Tzadik's approach is the pashtus of the Gemara. A person, even if he's doing dvar aveira, he has to recognize it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's given him the body to enjoy this Avera, giving him the opportunity for this Avera. So and he has to be thankful for it.
Welcome, first of all.
Thank
welcome
you.
I'm happy to take coffee orders.
The other meaning of Afilu L'dvar Avera is, if we don't have that girsa, then Rashi's approach is that it's the same thing as the Eit La'asot La'Shem Eferu Toratecha. So if you got to do an Avera, then be very much with Chavim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like Yael, who sleeps with Sisra, that's entirely L'Shem Shamayim, or whatever it is that you're doing is entirely L'Shem Shamayim. According to Rav Tzadik's approach, V'yashar Ochotecha. If a person really prepares himself to get into that whorehouse, L'Shem Shamayim, maybe he'll in the end have a little bit of busha and realize maybe it's not a good idea. So V'yashar Ochotecha, he'll take you in the right direction in the end. As long as your kavana lechatfila is together with him. Dorash Bar Kapara, olam yilamed adam et beno umnut nikiya vekala. A person should teach his child a skill, something simple, something easy to do that's always in need, and then at least he'll always have a parnasa. He won't have to go to kola. And what would that be? Amar Chista machta de talmiyuta. Teach him to do a straight stitch. You know, there's always room for tailoring. So you work in a sweatshop, but you know how it is. Tanya Rebbe Omer, Le'olam al yarbe adam re'im betoch beto. A person should not bring in lots of friends into his house, because if he does, they get his wife working on bringing them coffee. And then, you know, they all start being very friendly with his wife. And then, who knows what's going to happen. You can see Benson getting all nervous already. And because of that, you should be very careful. Tanya Rebbe Omer, Al-Yemane adam apotropos betoch beto. The worst thing is to have a butler in charge of the whole house who's a male, because some guy tried that with Yosef in Mitzrayim, and Yosef's a pretty good guy, But man, he pretty much ended up in bed with his wife, so it's not a good idea. If Potiphar hadn't appointed Yosef, he wouldn't have come to that matzav. It was a terrible embarrassment, the whole thing. He had to pretend that Yosef was the problem. Throw him in jail, he knew what was going on. So, lo balo todavar. Tanya, Rebbe Omer, lama nismicha parashat nazir leparashat sota. Why do we find that the Torah puts nazir and sota together? To teach you, Omar lacha shekol haro'eh sota b'kilkulo, yazir atzma min hayayin. Someone who sees a sota, who is in a matzav where she's been taken, and her hair is down, and she's exposed, and so on, such a person should accept upon himself nizirut, because it's, after all, wine that starts you on this slippery slope. And it's, therefore, kedai to start at the beginning, as the Kabbalah is from the Baal Shem Tov. That is, that anything that a human being is exposed to and anything that he sees is part of his personal story. You don't see things that are not part of your personal story. You wouldn't even notice them. So anything that you see means you need to see this, something that you're relating to. If you're relating to that, it means there's something in you that makes you vulnerable to it. And therefore, you should be Yazirat Zvumin Ayayin. Omar Chizki Berede Rabbi Parnach, Omar Rabbi Yochanan. Why do we also find Parashat Sota next to the Psukim about Trumot U'Ma'asrot? Lo Malach HaKosh Yesh Lo Trumot U'Ma'asrot Ve'no Notanan L'Kohen. If you have Matnot Kuna Leviyah that you don't give, you're going to end up needing to come to that Kohen for your wife in order to get him to give her the Meisot. Because we find one pasuk saying the ishet kodashav lo yiyu, which means the guy keeps his kodashim, his trumot and maasrot for himself, and then we find following that a few pasukim later ishish ki tiste ishto. So obviously they're parshiot that follow each other. For, and there it says ve'via ishet ishto ala kohen and so on. V'lo od, it's more than that. In the end, the person kodashav lo yiyu is going to need to be out in the field getting those matanot for himself. And therefore it says, lo yiyeh, asher yiten lako, should have given to the kohen. Now he's going to have to come to get by Sir Oni and so on, because he's going to lose his money. Shenitztarech lehem, shenemar ishet kedoshav, lo yiyu. On Reb Nachman Bar Yitzchak, another implication of that verse is, ish et kedoshav lo yiyu, but ish asher yiten la kohen, which is the end of the pasuk, lo yihyeh. What is that supposed to mean? If he keeps his trumas and maizot, doesn't give it to the kohen, then he's going to need the kohen, lo yihyeh. But if asher yiten la kohen, oh, then he's going to have lots and lots of money. He's going to lo yihyeh. He's going to really have.
Please let us know if we can help you.
That was a paid political announcement by a kohen of a chazir of Beit HaGranot. Oh my gosh. Lo yiyeh mamon harpe. Om revuna barbarachia. Nishum Rabbi Elazar HaKafar. Kol ha-mishatef shem shamayim b'tzaharo. Koflin lo parasato. Someone who is mishatef HaKadosh Baruch Hu with him in his tefillot and in accepting with Dayana Emet whatever tzar he has, in the end, he becomes very rich. Shnemer v'haya shaddai b'tzarecha. If the Lord is in your problems, kesef to'afot lecha. When you will have to'afot. To'afot is a lashon of, first lashon is to bend over. So that's actually the targum, as Rashi brings in the, when the Melachat HaMishkan, by the Begonim, it says, v'chafalta. V'chafalta is miturgam ta'if. So ta'if would mean to double over. Therefore, it means you double your parnasa. Whereas Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani Amar, no, it's the lashon in Hebrew, is to'afot, is mo'afefet lo, ketzipor, flying up, much more than double. We have a vast parnasa. Shinema, the kesef to'afot lecha. Amar Ratavi, Amar Rabbi Hoshaya, kol amara peatzmo midivrei Torah, in bokar. Somebody who is, you know, lazy, taking it easy, life is meant to be row, row, row your boat gently down the stream. In the end, when things get tough, he's not going to be able to stand. As it says, Yitrapita, you took it easy, b'yom tzarat tzar kochacha. When things get tough, you're not going to have the strength to stand. This is not only true of Divrei Torah in general, it's a filo mitzvah achat. Even if you didn't do something, I mean, you're too lazy today, don't feel like it, want to just take it easy, then Yitrapita, b'chol makom, whatever the Yitrapita was, it's going to have an impact on your ultimate ability to be a hero. Omer of Saf, yeah.
Nice meeting, Kassidram.
Yeah. Umar of Safra. Yeah, that was Mamish Mashver. It was like a nothing. Never, ever, for a second, take it like, you know, today was, you know, if he's 99 years old and it's a rough day, it's not such thing as a rough day. You drag yourself out of bed. He's never, ever missed anything. It's incredible. Umar of Ami Barmat, Umar Shmuel of Afilo Mitzvah. Umar of Safra. Rabbi Avo, Avi Mishtoi, Rabbi was saying over that initially, when Hananya ben Achi Rabbi Yoshua went to Bavel, Hayame Aber Shanim Vekover Chadashim B'chutz La'aretz, he used to, since he was the God of Ador, when he, at the the time that he had left Eretz Yisrael, he would be koveh the calendar in Chutz Laretz, even though normally this is a din in Eretz Yisrael. So they decided that they've got to stop this. Shagru acharav shnei tamidei chachamim. They sent two very good people to deal with it, and they would have to deal with it in a very clever fashion, because obviously you can't just walk in there and contradict what everybody's rabbi is doing, you know. So they sent Rabbi Yosef ben Kippur, and they sent Zechariah ben Kavutal, was it from the time of the Beis HaMikdash, Kohen, they sent his grandson along, and Kivan Shira'otam, so Hananiah ben Achirav Yeshua sees them. He says, what are you guys doing here? It's a little bit suspicious. Lama batem? Oh, we came to learn Torah from you. I mean, you're the greatest. So, Lilmot Rabbanu. Oh, so he calls everybody to look at this. These are the greatest people in Eretz Yisrael. We're sent to learn Torah by me. You should know what luck you have, you know? So these people are amazing. They're Gedolei Adorim. They're Avoteim. We're Mishamish in the Beit HaMikdash. Kotash Shandino. Zechariah ben Kavutal. I mean, it's a Mishnah. Zechariah ben Kavutal says there were many times in which Kariti Lefan of the Kohen Gadol, I read Sefer Daniel. So he welcomes him into Beis HaMikdash. Everybody's very excited. My gosh. Okay, so he says Alocha, Tomei. They say no, Tor. He says Tor. They say no, Tomei. He says something's Osir. They say it's Mutter. So he says, forget about it. These people are phonies. They're useless. Throw them out. They're no good. Ridiculous people. Ignore them. Amrullah, he said, too late for that. You were the one who already said, we're wonderful, we're great, we're fantastic. All of a sudden, just because we disagree, you can't just expect people to accept that just by coincidence now we're worthless, you know. So he says, well, so then, why are you doing this? It's obvious that you're doing this on purpose. It's not, you're not even interested in the correct fact. You're more going to escalate. How is it even mutter? To be mutter something, somebody is answering, how can you do that? Amrullah, they said, well, the truth is we are here because... You're not allowed to do that. Amar Lam, what do you mean I'm not allowed to do that? Akiva used to do this. Akiva ben Yosef used to do this. Why can't I do it too? So he was Ma'aber Shanim Vekoveh Chodeshim B'chutz La'aretz. So Amrullah, what? Zook a person. Anach, Rabbi Akiva, lo inia kamoto b'Eretz Yisrael. There was no one as great as Rabbi Akiva in Eretz Yisrael, and if you're the Gadol Ador, then you can do it. He says, and me? There's nobody as great as me in Eretz Yisrael. Afani lo inachti kamoni b'Eretz Yisrael. Amrullah, they said, that's true, but that was years ago. The Gideim, Sheinacht, and Asuti Hashim, let me tell you something. Those little kids that you left behind are now very serious goats. Bale Karnai, and they got some heavy-duty horns, and they're warning you. They sent us. And here's the message. Stand by. Tell him in our names. If he listens, that's good. If not, we're putting him into Nidui. And then announce, and they say this openly, in public, in the Beit HaMidrash. And say to all of those poor Jews that are following him, if you accept this, then you'll be able to survive. But if you want to argue with us, here's what you should do. Take the president of the Kahal, whose name is Achia, Yalu Lahar, go up on a big mountain, let Achia build a Mizbeach on that har, you know, I mean, it's starting a new religion, so let it build a Mizbeach. Let Hananya, your Gadol HaTorah, let him take the Kinor, and he'll be Menagein, and then everybody should stand up and say all in a loud voice, ain't none of Chelek Beloei Israel, we're starting a new religion. Miyad go kol ha'am b'vchia. Everybody starts crying. V'chasri sholem yeshodu chelek b'lehi Yisrael. What's going on over here? V'kokach lama. Why is such? I mean, this is awfully extreme. Mishum shenemar ki mitzion tetzei Torah dvar Hashem Yerushalayim. If this is allowed to go on, it may actually degenerate into Borough Park. That would be a disaster. There was at least an attempt to head that off. Now, Bishlama hu mitayar v'hemetamim. Okay, I mean, you could say something l'chumra. I mean, if they say he's wrong, and they're not going to cause people to be yaver, but how could they do it the other way? He's being metami. They're saying it's tahar. I thought that's osir. I mean, heki avivo atanya chakam shetimei in chavero rishai l'tayar. Asar in chavero rishai l'atir. Yes, this was special circumstances, and that's what our sugi is all about. Special circumstances that allow you to act in ways that are completely inappropriate under normal circumstances. And Kasavri ki echidolo nigeru batre, they were afraid that people, if they didn't do something absolutely extreme and crazy, that this, they were not going to be able to break it. It would break into sects, people would follow him, and that would be awful. Tonarabona. Kishinichnesu rabotino le Karen Biyavna. When our masters came to Barnea's neighborhood, in Karen Biyavna, which was called a kerem, because there were shurot of Tamir HaChachamim were yoshvim, as if in a vineyard in Yavne. So Reb Yehuda, Reb Yossi, Reb Nechemya, Reb Eliezer ben Osher, Reb Yossi Aglili, they were all there. This was the day that they were gathering together everybody to be able to be meyased all of the halachas that were spread out in Yisrael. This was what they did, Besechet Idiot. Everybody was meyed. And basically, the entire community had put itself out to provide lodgings and food. You know, it was an amazing moment. So Patchu Kulam, everybody's drasha began with the Kvod Achsanya, about how wonderful it is. We're going to see the drushes that they made about people that are supportive of the learning effort here. And they were Dorish. So Rabbi Yehuda, now Rabbi Yehuda is called Rosh HaMedabrim B'chol Makom. The Romans appointed him as first speaker. And in the second foundation, he became first speaker ultimately. And this was because of the whole story with Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai and the Mais and the Madari, that he was the one that had supported the Romans. So they felt that he's the one that should be always the first to open all affairs. And he began the Kvod HaTorah. And he was Dorish like this. Moshe yikach et ha'ohel v'natalo michutz l'machaneh. Moshe takes the ohel, his own tent, and he puts it outside of the machaneh. And then the pasuk continues on to say that anyone, Yaakov mivakesh Hashem, anyone who was searching for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yitzei el ohel moed Hashem michutz l'machaneh, which was not a reference to a mikdash, it didn't exist yet. It was after the Maisa Egel, and it was a reference to Moshe's private tent. V'halo devarim kavachomer. I mean, basically, the kol mivakesh Hashem. If you want to even say there's the Orin, I mean, the Orin Hashem is Meruchak 12 mil. The maximum that you'd have to walk to get outside of the Machmir is 12 mil, even if on the other side. So 12 kilometers, you call a column of Akesh Hashem, you'd say Alom Moed. Obviously, we're mixing our metaphors with Moshe Rabbeinu and the Mishkan, the Alom Moed. So Tamidei Chachamim Shochim Yirli Yirl, Mibdina, Libdina, Lilmot Torah. Look at thousands of people have come here, have traveled for a month to get here. That's not 12 kilometers, that's 500 kilometers. Alachat Kama Vekama. And then what do we find after this? It says, V'diber Hashem el Moshe panim el panim, kasher yedaber ish el re'eyu. And then it says, V'shav el ha-machane. How does that follow? Omar Rabbi Yitzchak, Omar lo ha-kadosh baruch hu le-Moshe. The ish el re'eyu is, Moshe, how about we sit and have a nice conversation about halacha? Let's discuss this sugya. Ani ve'ata nazbir panim ba-halacha. Ikri amri? Others say, kach Omar lo ha-kadosh baruch hu le-Moshe. Kishem Shani is Bartil Chapanim. That's Panim El Panim. Have I been nice to you? Did I smile at you? I spoke to you nicely? Then darn it, you do the same thing for my children. Get your tent back in there right now. What kind of business is this? Leaving town. Kachataz ber panim li Yisrael v'achzira oil mekomo. Bring back the oil into the machane. That's why it says v'shav el machane. Omre biyabo. Amalo Hakadosh Baruch Hu l'Moshe. As Rashi brings, Achshav yomru arav bekas. Hakadosh Baruch Hu is angry. The Talmud Moshe is angry. What's going to be with Klal Yisrael batei aliyim? So I'm telling you right now, because the end of the story of that pasuk is, and Yoshua ben Nun nar lo yomish mitocha oil. What does that have to do with it? Ah, if you don't. Don't listen to me. If you put it back, mutav imlav, I've got your replacement ready right here, so we can get rid of you, and then your replacement will be nice to them. So how do you want to do this? It's up to you. Yoshua ben Nun tamidacha will be misharei tachtecha. That's why it says v'shav al ha-machaneh, and at the end u'mishorto Yoshua ben Nun nar. Omar Rava, but afa pikin lo yatsa davar levatala. Hakadosh Baruch Hu, once having said that, that's exactly what came true, and that Yoshua in the end actually took Moshe Rabbeinu's place, not immediately, but at the end of 40 years. This Shenemar doesn't make any sense when Rashi takes it out. Unless it's a reference back to the original first part of the drasha. Shenemar u'mishorto Yoshua ben nar lo yomish b'tocha oil. But it doesn't make sense as support of the last piece. V'yot patach Rabbi Yehuda b'chvot Torah v'darash. Hasketu shma Yisrael. Hayom hazeh niyeta la'am. What is that supposed to mean, hayom hazeh niyeta la'am? I mean, certainly, v'chiyoto hayom nitna Torah l'Yisrael. So far, Moshe Rabbeinu was saying Ayom Hazeh at the end of 40 years. So how could he say Ayom Hazeh Niyeta L'Yam? I'll tell you what it means. Ela L'Lamdecha. Shechaviva Torah Lomdeh B'chol Yom V'Yom K'Yom Shinitna Mi'Har Sinai. It's to teach me that it's always fresh, always new to those who learn it. And that's the Gadlut of today here in Yavne. I'll prove it to you. Okay, we know that the minimal Limud HaTorah is Kriyat Shema, Boker and Erev. So a guy could have said Kriyat Shema for the last 70 years. Years, and he misses Kriyat Shema one night. What does he feel about that? It's like he never said Kriyat Shema in his life. Oh my God, I miss Kriyat Shema. This is ridiculous. Come on! I mean, this is your 50,000th Kriyat Shema. What's the matter with you? It's like I never said it before. So, Arei Adam Kore Kriyat Shema Shacharit V'Arvit for his whole life, Erev Echad Eino Kore, Tomek Yimish Lo Kara Kriyat Shema Mi'Olam. That's how built into our relationship to the Torah this feeling is. Another meaning of hasket is asu kitot kitot. Make yourself kitot, little groups to be osek b'torah. Don't sit on your own. V'shena Torah niknet ela b'chabura. Ki Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Kanina, Dom Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Kanina, Ma'ayit ikhtiv, cherev el habadim, v'no'alu. This is the badim are referring even to Talmidei Chachamim, which we want to euphemize here by saying, al sonehem shel Talmidei Chachamim. So those Talmidei Chachamim who do not learn with others and they're yoshim all alone, bad bevad, v'oskim b'torah, they should be cut with a sword, v'lo'od, elo should be tapshim. It's not that they're going to get smarter, they're going to get stupider. Because it says, El Abadim V'Noalu, and it says, Asher Na'alnu. By the way, Asher Na'alnu ends with Vasher Chatanu. So it starts just with being stupid, and then it gets Gorem Echet, Shenemar Vasher Chatanu. Or, Yibaitem Amiyacha V'Noalu is to become perverse. V'Noalu Sarit Soan, that the advisors there in Mitzrayim have completely lost their marbles, like we see today in the United States. And that's the Noalu is as if Min HaShamayim, all of their Eitzatov is Mufar. Same idea.
Stupid?
Noalnu is not perverted. But here it's, over there it's, it leads to Chatanu. Over here we're saying, you know, it means to pervert your Eitzah. Hasket u'shma Yisrael davar acher means, hasket is a lotion of kitatu. Meaning to make life, do whatever you gotta do, even if it's very hard. Kitatu has to come out divrei Torah. Like Reish Lakish, as I'm Reish Lakish, b'nai she'en divrei Torah mitkaimim, el b'misha me'mita tzmo ala, look, you can't take it easy when it comes to learning. It's not an armchair activity. It's rough and dirty and tough, and that's the only way the Divrei Torah are going to be mitkaimim. Shenemar zot haTorah adam ki amut ba'ol. You got to be ready to die over this. Davar acher hasket u'shma Yisrael means has, just shut up. There's some people who can't shut up. They've always got to have something to say. So they'll hear something, and yeah, they'll say, yeah, but I think maybe this, maybe that. So always have a word to say. You want to first learn to shut up, then listen for a long time. Then take it into yourself, chew it over, figure out, but don't open your fat mouth right away. Kedarava. The Omer Rav Lolom Yomar Adam Torah, first absorb the Torah as a whole. And afterwards, then think about it. Don't try to think about it as you're absorbing. Amidavei Rabbi Yonai, my dichtiv, what's the meaning of this strange pasuk that talks about ki mitz chalav yotzi chema, umitz af yotzi dam, umitz apayim yotzi riv? It's really weird. Pasuk. It means like this. First of all, b'mi ata motze chema, you want to find chema, then it's the one who is mitz chalav yotzi. You know, he suckled at his mommy's breast. Mitz chalav. Spit it out. Learn to spit it out. Then you'll be zochet a little bit of chema. You want to keep sitting there at the titty and also learn to... It doesn't work that way. So you have to be rough, tough, and dirty. B'mishim meki vomit out chalav shiyanak mishadei imo alea. Got to spit out your mother's milk on it. Umitz af yotzi dam. A Talmud who suffered because his Rebbe screamed at him, embarrassed him, and so on. Kovis alav rabo. Once. That's af. One time. And he was shotek, accepted it. Yotzi dam. He will be zochet to be mafchin between dam tamei and dam tahor, because you learn to put yourself lower than the truth. Mitzapayim, if you did this more than once, then yotzi riv, then you get a yodin yodin. It's only get a yora yora for dam. But mitzapayim, kol tamid shekoyis lav rabba pan rishon v'shniyah v'shotek, zocher lafchin be dinei mamonot or dinei nefashot. Dinei mamonot, much more complicated than dinei nefashot. Mela, you know, you live or you die. But money? Oh boy. That's all the small print. That's not Rabbi Shmuel Marotze Shiyat Chakem. You want to get really wise? Yasot b'dinei mamonot. You should be osek in commerce law. She'in lecha mikzoa b'torah. Doter mihem. She'in kemaya novea. It's like constantly new issues coming up. Omer Shmuel Banachmen Ma'adichtiv. Im navalta b'itnase. V'im zamota yad lepe. That's weird too. Im navalta means you made an ass out of yourself. You turned into a naval. Meaning you ask questions and everybody's laughing. What are you, such an idiot asking such dumb questions? That's fine. B'itnase, you're going to become great. But im zamota, you put a muzzle over your mouth not to ask. When people will ask you the halacha, you'll go, the yad lepeh. So you'll put your hand on your mouth because you won't know anything. That's the difference. Call him an apel, manabela tzmal divrei Torah sofer litnase. You're willing to make a jerk of yourself, and then you'll become great. But im zaman, if you are too embarrassed to speak up, yad lepeh.
Okay, gentlemen, the eighth day of Sfirat HaOmer. We're moving ahead. And today is the Samach Gimel. In Masechet Brachot, Tavshin Samach. We got up to the Tunda. So the Mishnah says that the Nusach of the Bracha in the Beit HaMikdash was quite lengthy. We follow Ata Hashem and Okay Israel Min HaOlam, and then they were Metaken. Afterwards it should be Min HaOlam V'Ad HaOlam Boruch, whatever, Boruch Oneh Adah. Same thing would be true about the Oneh. The Oneh would not say Amen. The Oneh would say Boruch Shein Kavod Malchuto LaOlam V'Ed. By the way, there's something from Makor that we show you whether that was said at the end of the Bracha or at the Haskarat Hashem, Baruch Hashem Elokeinu. So especially if there was Haskarat Hashem before us. That's why we on Yom Kippur we make such a big deal of Baruch Shem Kod Malchuto Kishoy Shalom Et Hashem.
We did that when Rav Gordon davened at Imakima and overlooking the Kotel, then we would say Baruch Shem after
he broke his. Well, he was a little bit super duper about these things.
So. The
you never know.
That's what he said.
I assume he also used the Shem on the Furash.
Yes, he did. Not all 42. Not the Tetra.
Okay. In any event, why do we go to such an extent, make such a lengthy bracha and aniyah? Mefisha ino nima min b'mikdash. By halacha, you're not supposed to say amen. It's not just a question of putting something in its way. But the Beit HaMikdash is not a place to say amen. There's all kinds of pshatim why this is true. The Marshal goes into a whole analysis of how amen is the gematria of both the Shem Adnut and the Shem of Yudhei Vavkin. It's supposed to be a chibur, a pikabola in the Beit HaMikdash, where they have gilui shkina. You're not supposed to make a chibur of a Shem HaTotohan. In any event, I mean, the pashat explanation is that amen is an expression. Amen is an expression of something to come. As the Beit HaMikdash is meant to be a place where it's happened. In Amen, you're expressing your emunah of what will be, which is like looking at the Shekhinah and saying, well, we hope one day you'll be something. You know, so it's not a very polite way to respond. So instead they were metakein to answer Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuto Yolam Ba'ed. Where do we learn all of this from? Shenemar kumu berchu et Hashem Elokechem min ha'olam v'ad ha'olam, which is followed by v'yevarchu shem kodecha u'meromam al kol bracha u'tehila. So we see that there's two different elements over here. There's the one who's mevorech, berchu et Hashem ha'mevorech, but he's saying berchu et Hashem Elokechem min ha'olam v'ad ha'olam. He's making a whole long bracha, and then it's followed by v'yevarchu shem kodecha, that should result in a bracha to baruch shem kavod. So that's what we say, baruch shem kavod ma'achutcha. Just as the mevorech said min ha'olam v'ad ha'olam, so too we say. You might think Yoko Kola Birachot Kulam Tehila and Tehila Achat. You might think that this long response should be limited to the end of a series of brachot. And let's say the Shemoneh Esrei, you finish the Shemoneh Esrei. Talmud Lomar Al Kol Bracha Hu Tehila. Al Kol Bracha Hu Bracha. Tein Lo Tehila. So have the response of Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuto on every single bracha. Hitkinu Shei Adam Shoel B'Shlom Chaviro B'Shem. The next thing the Mishnah spoke about was the takana that we saw all the way back in the time of Boaz of using the Shem Hashem to be Mavarech a friend instead of saying Shalom Aleichem to say Hashem Imcha. Now, in order to prove this, the Mishnah seems to go on and on and on. First of all, it brings the Pasuk of Boaz, Vayomer Boaz, Lakotzrim Hashem Imachem. And then it says, and also we find by Gidon that the Malach says Hashem Imcha Gibarach Hayel. And furthermore, it says, Al Tavoz Gizikinai Mecha. And furthermore, what do we need all these people? You brought me a pasuk of Boaz. We see clearly that was an acceptable behavior. At whatever point it was done, I mean, it's fine, no? No. Because you might have thought that v'chitema Boaz midate benavsheka amar. You might have thought that this was Boaz. Boaz was a sort of pushing the envelope kind of guy himself, as we could tell from the whole story. So Lamaisa, I mean, maybe he's not someone that has a good mucker. But note that the Malach, Malach himself, said Hashem Imcha Giborach Haya. Now maybe you'll say, but how does that prove that you should be Mavorach Havero B'Shem? That may have been the message to Gidon. The Malach was sent to say, listen here, God is with you, and you're the guy that's got to do the job. Yeah. Who says that that's Begeder Shal Malecha? So V'chite Malach Udeka Omar Leila Gidon, Tashma, Al Tavot Kizikinei Mecha. Bottom line is, don't start questioning what it is that you saw in Boaz. If this is what Boaz did, don't start giving explanations. Well, he did it because you can rely on the Ziknei Amcha. Furthermore, this is the correct anhaga, even though it seems to you to be a bit outrageous. Because as it says, Eid la'asot la'Hashem, heferu toratecha. There's some times that you have to do what appears to be wrong, because it's a time that requires a tikkun for the sake of the Shem Hashem. Omar Rabba Haikra Miresha L'Seifa Midrash V'Seifa L'Resha Midrash. Actually, that pasuk makes sense in both directions, because generally people read it as Miresha L'Seifa Midrash, Eid la'asot la'Hashem, that God is finding himself in a time of Yitzorut for Dinim and so on, against Rishaim, My time, you should be favor to our Torah. But there's another way of looking at it, which is the way we're being Doreshed, which is Misefel Reisha, and it would be Nidrash as follows. Hey, favor to our Torah, do something which on the surface appears to be a Hafarav Torah, such as over here where we seem to act a little over casually with Shem Hashem, to use it as a casual bracha to a friend. Why do such a thing? It's time to do something for the Shem Hashem, that people should constantly remember the Shem Hashem, and therefore sensing that there would have been a Rifayon in the Zechiras Hashem at the time, they were attacking this thing.
You say that the Rishon
the same as what we would call Poshut Tan? Yeah. And then the Rishon. In this particular case, yeah. Tanya Hillel HaZaken Omer, Hillel HaZaken points out also, there's no clear-cut, hard and fast rules in Hanhagah, which is basically what this Posik is Merame. In other words, you can't just always follow the same type of approach and do what appears to be right on the surface. And sometimes what appears to be right on the surface is wrong. The Bishas am Maknisi. If it's at a time in which you see that the Chachmei Hador keep to themselves, they're not really teaching the way they should be. So you take the role, and Pazer, you should go out and teach. But Bishas am Mifazrim, if there's other people doing the job, so then Kanes, don't, even though you'll say, what do you mean? I can do my share. Everybody should do their share. There's also in Yanim, everything needs to be measured. And that's an Eidla Sot Lashem. Perhaps there's another type of Kvot Shamayim, as Rashi puts it. Another Kvot Shamayim is to act like a mensch. And I'd say everybody's doing their share. Like today, everybody's got a movement. Everybody's got an idea. They think that that's Kvot Shamayim. But sometimes the Kvot Shamayim is to show people that you don't have to do everything. Let other people do a job, and people will learn to respect what you are rather than the fact that you have to run out and do. Okay, so that looks like, in a sense, a favor Torah Techa, says Rashi, but that's Eislas HaShem. Otherwise, people get the impression that it's a business, basically. Everybody's got their own little yeshiva, and they're all running their own business. In the end, it's Mekalko, Shem Shamayim. Another thing that has to do with the same element of Eislas HaShem that the Hillel HaZaken continued, says, Imra Ita, Dor, Shatoracha Viva Allah. If Lamaisa people respond to the Torah that you're teaching, that's the only time Pazer. Shneemar, because that's the Pazer, Yesh Mefazer V'Nosaf Od. There are people who can spread Torah, and that basically brings additions to the world. But imrahita dosh eina Torah chavivala. You see, people that really don't have respect for the Torah. So then, kanes, keep the Torah to yourself, because spreading the great Torah in such a milieu is a bizoyan to the Torah. And therefore, you should be mekayim eit lasot l'shem eferot Torah. You say, what do you mean? But there's a mitzvah to teach. I should do as best that I can. I can't control the response. It's not true. Eferot Torah techa. Sometimes it's the chavet shamayim not to be the Farsim Divreter.
First part of Eilat's argument, when everybody else does that, kind of, is that an attempt to say that so that the generation as a whole should make a certain balance?
No, he's just saying that it's important to be an Anav as part of the Kvot Shamayim. Don't measure the Kvot Shamayim only in the Nian light. Kvot Shamayim is often learned from the Anhoga of an individual who Bedavka doesn't show himself. No. I guess to take a look at the Levi of Rav Leib Zalman. Had no institution, no person. It made such a machinic impact on the entire country. We were writing about it for a week in all of the newspapers. Remember the articles in Ma'ariv? Who was this guy? More people here at this Levi than at a Rosh Hashanah. Nobody ever heard. Didn't have an institution. Lived in some tiny little house.
No file.
Exactly. I mean, it's an unbelievable thing. So that's also a Kvot Shamayim. Kvot Shamayim isn't necessarily measured in the politicking and making a big fuss and having what to say about every issue that everybody should come and ask. It's also, if somebody's taking care of the things that need to be taken care of, you mind your own business. There's other ways that you could be the kind of Shem Shamayim. Beautiful, beautiful, royal Hillel, obviously. That's the whole Hillel approach. Is this type of approach. I didn't even realize I was thinking about the same thing. When I was very doubtful about publishing the Britter. Yeah, that's a door that basically is Mizalza the Britter, where you want to write something nice. They like their little, silly things. And Lamaisa, if you write something that people are going to read, they're outside of the door. It's a positive return. I mean, Rav Shlomo Zalman, I asked Rav Shlomo Zalman, and his answer was very, very, very sad, and it was heartbreaking. But he said, the Torah is so mezuzal that it's impossible to be mezuzal with more. I finished what he says. It's not shy. This Hanhag is not shy anymore. There's nothing you can do to make Torah worse. It can only go up. So if there's something intelligent that you can write, so how can it possibly do more harm? It's a beautiful insight, because unfortunately, man. Yeah. Darsh Bar Kapora. Bar Kapora, as we know, used to like to sell his little mamarim for 25 cents. So he said, the type of anhoga that you need is zalat kavutz kenemine. If you find that you have something that has gone down in price, some kind of commodity that really it's the bottom has fallen out of the market, buy it up. Because the end result is any commodity is going to find its price again. And the fact that people panicked and the market dropped out, that's exactly the time to buy. Batar the lid gavat taman havegavat. Where there's no man, that's where you should be a man. There's a machalik between this and the Mishnah. As far as the Mishnah, in makom shein anashim, that one of them is begeder hanhaga, and he's referring to divrei Torah. And nobody's paskening, nobody's willing to stand up and do what needs to be done. Not in terms of, that's a separate thing, the question of whether you should take a surah on yourself. Omer Abai is Abai, but the most important thing to learn out of what Bar Kapara says, is shvamayma, that the eat gavar, taman lota havi gavar. Don't try to be a gever where there already is a gever. There's no competition in these. I mean, is that not pshita? How it would be also? I mean, if there's somebody there, and you're going to go be mora alof in front of the rav who's in the place, or there's someone who's greater than you, so what's a chayek? I need Bar Kapara to tell me that? That's mamish mora alof arifnei rabo. No, this could be shneim shavim. There's two rabonim. This guy's making a drasha. You see the sign. What, you want to offer people a better drasha, no? So you put up a sign for the same time. You know, I'll also give a drasha. You know, exactly. That's Bar Kapara. There's no Indian in competition in these issues. Stay out of the way. Donash Bar Kapara. Zo parashaktana. Shekol gufei torat luyim bo. The same thing we've been talking about is all part of one sugya, in which things are seldom what they seem, and that you have in Yonim that appear to be correct on Hargazim and not correct on Hargazim. Basically, life is a delicate balance of gray shades, and you have to learn what to do. Let me tell you one on Hargazim that you should know. Basically, follow this rule, and everything will be okay. And that is, Bechol drachecha deyu, as Shlomo HaMelech says, whatever path you're taking, know that all that you're interested in is the Da'at Hashem, Vuhui Asher Orchotecha. Whatever you're involved in, to be aware, is there something that I can do, something that can be done out of here? Even if you're doing something that appears to be wrong. Amar Rav Afilu L'Dvar Avera, even somebody who's going to do a Dvar Avera, he should know that, okay, at least there should be some shaykhus that HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Avera. I mean, look, you know, if you're going to seduce her already, you need Siyata Nishmaya. But the Pashtus, this is referring to a Dvar Avera, L'Shem Mitzvah. In other words, I'm doing, I mean, L'maisa, the Bali Kabbalah take it, of course, all the way, but no matter where a person is, no matter how bad his personal matzav is, there should always be an Indian of Yedias Hashem in it. But the Pashtus, you learn what it means. Let's say sometimes you have to make an impact, like Eliyahu needed to make an impact. Okay, so he was makri of b'chutz, even though it's an isser. So Rasha, so if you look at Vera. Bar Kapara, another thing that Bar Kapara said, is lo'olam yilamed adam et b'no umanut nikiya v'kala. Teach your child a clean profession. You're also a clean profession where you don't have to get involved in lies, robbery, competition, breaking the other people, and so on and so forth. Find something clean and something easy. Mahi, like, what do you mean? I'm just basically a master to tell me you so. You become a bucky in invisible weaving, you know. We used to sell those, invisible weaving. Master to tell me you is someone who knows how to stitch. We have machines. Someone knows how to put rows of stitch. Talmiyut is a Russian of telem. Telamim. Become an expert tailor. You'll always have customers and the best customers. And I don't have to lie. Your job is a good job. It's clean. And guaranteed good income without being driven crazy. Tanya Rebbe Yomer. It is not a good idea to have a house full of friends. They always end up making you trouble. Shinema ish re'im. You start off as an ish re'im. Lehidro ea. Things are going to go bad. They'll turn against you. They'll seduce your wife. They'll ruin your life. Tanya Rebbe Omer, Al Yimane Adam Apotropos Petov Beito. As we know, Maisa here, Mamish and Rova. The guy ran off with a guy's wife, Mamish. Had his chavrusa hanging on the house all day. So a person should never be appoint an apotropos that he should be the guy in charge of his home. Because look, if Potiphera hadn't appointed Yosef as an apotropos in his home, life would have been a lot easier for everybody. So Lopa, Loto Davar. So what do you need to have strangers? You handle your intimate issues. Tanya Rebbe Omer, Lama Nismecha Parashat Nazir, the Parashat Sota. A person who sees something like that, it's basically something that is shayach to him on some level, as the Baal Shem Tov points out. You don't see anything that doesn't have some connection to you, you don't see it.
After when
she's on it. No, when she's on it. When she's, you know, so he should be mazir atzma. Amar chizki b'reidu Rebbe Farnach, Amar Rebbe Yochanan, Lama nisbecha pashu.
No, today's day, you see everything through the media, that must tell us something about itself.
It's interesting, it's a physiological reality. You plug a probe into a retina, forget about not the retina, I mean the optic nerve, not even the brain, the frog, you'll notice that it doesn't give you any electrical output until there's something like a fly bouncing around. It doesn't see things that aren't nogeh. Literally doesn't see it. No, it has to be moving a particular way, you know, bouncing in a way that a fly will not. Something that's nogeh in a frog. If it's nogeh in a frog, you don't see it. So human beings also don't see what's not again. That's what the Parashat is saying. He doesn't say anything about the life of it. So why is Parashat Sotah also next to the Parsha of Trumot U'Masrot? What does one have to do with the other? If he doesn't value the Kohen for the right reason, so he'll end up valuing the Kohen for a very poor reason. He'll need the Kohen to be Matir's wife, to bring the Minchat Kanaut. Shenemar v'ish et kedoshav lo yihiyu. A man's kutchim should be his. It continues on Ish Asher Yitein La Kohen Lo Yiyeh. And then it says Ish Ish Ki Tistei Ishto. So clearly there's some kind of connection of Maisav Seita to the dinim of giving to a Kohen. Uchsi Vevi Ish At Ishto La Kohen. Lo'od Ela L'sof Shidit Tzrach Lehem. It's worse. What happens is in the end, he'll be the one that needs the Maisav because he's going to become poor. As it says, V'ish At Kedoshav Lo Yiyu. That'll be what he's got, what he used to give for Maisav. Or Minakur Mayitzkan on the other hand, even that's not. If he takes off his choice of Maisav. So the imnatan sof mit asher. In the end, he's going to become rich. Shenemar ish asher yitain lakohen lo yiyeh. He's going to have a lot. Lo yiyeh b'mon harbe. Omer v'no b'barachya mishum rabbi Elazar hakavar. Kol mishatef shem shemayim b'tzaharo koflim lo panasato. Somebody who takes God's name together with his own at the time that he's in Soros. Rashi says that he says Baruch Dayan Emiyet. Most of the Bali Kabbalah understand this as meaning that when someone is mispalel for his own tsar, he's mishatef the tsar of the shlina. Because he recognizes that any individual tzar is part of an overall breakdown in Sidrei Bereishis, which is very Shkina. And what he really, and this sounds very esoteric, but the truth is, in a deep way, when people are personally in pain, like we say to another, we say, that's not a zilzal in his pain, on the contrary, that's a deepening. Recognizing that there's something wrong with the world in which this happens. The person's pain is really not personal, it's much deeper when it's universal. He recognizes that there's a tzar in the Shkina, when the Bria doesn't work. So if he faces life in that way, and that's how he looks at his own soros, then the end is that he has a very particular svar, which is koflin lo parnasato. Interesting thing. His income, his general parnas, is doubled. Because it says, v'hayashadai bitzarecha. If you incorporate the Shem Hashem in your tsar, the chesef toafot lach. You will have chesef toafot. Toafot is the targum of kefel. The chafalta, lashon of tashlum and kefel, is translated in the targum as ta'if. So apparently toafot means doubling. Yeah, that would be a problem.
Which is a favorite. He wasn't making any money. He was over
the atonement. His parnas will fly away. That also toafot means it will take off. So kesef toafot, his parnas will take off. Somebody who becomes careless and loses his intensity of his concern for divrei Torah, when tough times come, he won't have the energy to stand. Shenemar hitrapita, did you become weakened? Biyom tzara tzar kochacha. Then on a tough day, you'll find your own response tough. Om Rabami bar Mata, Om Rashmuel. Afil mitzvah achat. This doesn't mean necessarily divrei Torah. Bechlal. Even if there's one mitzvah, hitrapita. It's a mikomakom. It doesn't say about what. Om Reb Safra. Rabbi Abu Havi Mishvai. Rabbi Abu was telling us over the story that Kishi Yarad Hananya ben Achi Rabbi Yehoshua Legola. And he was basically the Gadol Hador at the time that he left Eretz Yisrael. Hayama Abre Shanim Vikovea Chadashim B'chutzlar. He continued his activities, which he had been responsible in Eretz Yisrael, to take care of the calendar. And even though you're not supposed to do this in Chutzlar, because it's a Shechinot Gershul, and then it's a has a the place where his Shechina is, nonetheless, he felt that there was no one else that could handle the complex job, and he continued to do it even after he moved to Buffalo. Shigru Acharav Shnei Talmidei Chachamim. So they sent two Talmidei Chachamim, Rabbi Yossi ben Kippur and Zechariah ben Kavutal, the famous Zechariah ben Kavutal's grandson, Ben Benah. And they sent these guys to him to make a mecha'a that people shouldn't follow. Kivan Shira'a Otam. So when Hananya sees them, he says to them, oh, why'd you come? Lama batem? They said, oh, what do you mean? You're the God of Lador. We came to learn Torah by you. L'ilmot Torah banu. And so, naturally, yeah, he let everybody know, these guys are the most important people in the world. I mean, you know, these, of course, they came to learn by me, but, you know. As it says in the Mishnah, Zechariah ben Kavutal omer, harvei pa'amim kariti lefanav, b'sefer Daniel, to the Kohen Gadol, on the evening of Yom HaKippurim. Anyways, everybody comes to the Beis HaMedrash to meet the new Talmidim of the Rav. So he gets up with Hananya, and he says, such and such a thing is Tamei. They stand up and say, no, star. He says, this is us. They jump up and they say, no, this is Mutter. So he starts spreading the word, these guys are phonies, they know what they're talking about. Anashim alolo shal shaveim, shal toim, pay no attention to the idiots. So they said to him, it's too late. Kvar banita, you already built this up. Yata yacholi store, nobody's going to believe you now. Should have thought of that before. Kvar gadarta, yata yacholi frots, you already made us so important, who's going to believe you? אמר להם, צריך לצאת, why are you acting like this? אם אני מתאמה ואתם מתארים, אני עושה ואתם מתארים. אמר לא, מפני שאתה מעבר שנים וקובע חודשים בחוץ לארץ. Because of the way you're acting, it's necessary to take the floor out from under you. אמר להם, even Rabbi Akiva did that. הלא עקיבא בן יוסף היה מעבר שנים וקובע חודשים בחוץ לארץ. Obviously it's mutter under certain circumstances. So they said him, of course. But how are you going to riot from Rabbi Akiva? אנחנו Rabbi Akiva. שלא הניח כמותו בארץ ישראל. There was no one as great as Rabbi Akiva back in Eretz Israel. אמר להם, it's exactly the same thing. I know when I left, I didn't leave behind anybody that was my level. Tafani, lo inafti komoti, Beretz Yisrael. And Rulo, well, that might have been true at the time. But the kids have grown horns. Gedim, sheinachta, nasu tayashim. They're now... What did I say? I did? Balei Karnayim. So they've got big, dangerous horns now. And I would be careful. Vehem shugrunu etzlecha. They sent us to you. And they gave us the following words to give you as a message. Shachen amru lan. Lechu v'imrulo b'shmeinu. Tell him in our name to stop this. Im shomea mutav. V'im lav yehe b'nidui. And if he does not listen, we put him into Nidui. And then you should tell the people that have been listening to him, Im Lula Achenu Shebegola, tell them to stop paying any attention to him. Im Shomim Mutav. The Imlav, if they don't want to listen to us, we have a very good idea for them. Yalula Har, they can choose some local mountain, and then they can bring the Rosh HaGola over there, Achia, let him build a new Mizbeach, and then this Hananiah fellow who's been keeping himself as the Godel Hador, he could become the new King David, you know, Gain Bekinor, you know, walk around with his long robes. He can sing, and I'm sure everybody will be happy. And then they can all have a song. They should sing together, Ein Lanu Chelek Velokei Yisrael. And they started using those horns already. So miyad go kolam v'vachia. Everybody bursts out into tears. My God, how can they kach chas v'sholem? What's going on? Yesh lanu chelek v'vachia Yisrael. How can you say this? V'kokach lo manuwat. This is pretty vicious. What was going on over here? Mishum shenemar ki mitzion tetzei Torah udvar Hashem Yerushalayim. L'maisa, this is strange, because the Gemara darshens the Yisr bin ma'avar chadashim from the pasuk of l'shina to Gershu. This is a completely different pasuk. L'shichno, l'shina to Yehuda. Not from ki mitzion tetzei Torah. I mean, but Kimitzion Tetzetra is very sweet, and it's passing Yishayahu, but I don't know why we're bringing it. It seems that the Gemara held that the question of the Isser, the Heter, would not have justified this, like the vision, not, and that the point of the response was indeed creating the Ir HaKadosh of Baruch Hu. That's the problem. In other words, it was a sense here that they were moving away from the centrality of Eretz Yisrael and Yerushalayim. That was the question. If Lamaisa, there's no Hakvada on the idea of the Shifnor Tegrushu, then it would end up that there would be no Tion and no Dvar Hashem Yerushalayim.
So what
did
they do?
He set up the calendar. He was marked as when Rosh Chodesh was, and whether it's a leap year or not. Now, Bishlam Ahumet Zahir Behem Tamim. I mean, for him to say something is Torah, and they say it's Torah, it's okay. They're saying the Chumra. Well, I understand what I mean. You can't just say, okay, it's Torah, and he says it's Tamim. I mean, he's going to say it's Tamim, Hein Tamim. I mean, even if you hold that's true, you're not allowed to do that. If you have it, Atanya Chacham Shetimei, Hein Chaveiro, Rishai Batahir, you can't say something's Torah, because even if Mitzad Adina would be Torah, the fact that somebody paskin on this, that it's Tameh, gives it a lock of Tumah. The same thing is true, Asari. He said such a piece of meat was Asar. You can't now be matir that because the meat became Asar. In Chaviro, Rishai Lahatir. So how can you do that? You're talking about whether it's something to be matir, not a question of what halacha is. You can argue on halacha. Kasavi ki echdelo nigru batrei. Obviously, this was a very special halacha, which was not normally acceptable. It's part of our overall, is the end of our overall concern for defining things in such a way, take into consideration where the future is going, despite the fact that at the time it seems outrageous. So there's all of the Yanhogas that we saw here are in a sense outrageous, from Eliyahu, Har HaKarmel, from Boaz, and not wanting to be there and so on. But the ideal here is you need to take into consideration the eight. There's such a thing as a time, and a time, someone who's a Chacham sees where the times are heading.
Had he just gone abroad and
be a... That would have been fine. Of course, I mean, we still get what I mean. We always ask for Shalom that he was thrown out. They were warning, well, where this would lead to. That's the problem. They're saying, you think this is a joke. But the end result is that this is what's going to happen. They'll set up basically another religion. It'll be an analog to Judaism. You'll have your Beis Hamikdash. It'll be whatever, 7th, 7th, or whatever. You'll have your thing, but it won't be. Because it's the Mokra of the Hanhog of HaKlal Yisrael deals with reality. That's the central issue is how you view time, right? That's the first mitzvah to Israel, to define your place in the world. Soda Yibur and so on. Which everyone knows is a place in Baneya's neighborhood. Ayusham. Ayusham. Rabbi Yehuda, by Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Nechemia, Rabbi Eliezer ben Osher, Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Ubanei HaKohen, Upaschu Kulam Bechol HaSanya. And there were people there, Talmidei Chachomim, that had them in their homes while they came to Yavne. V'dorshu, and they said a drasha in the kovod of Talmidei Chachomim, and those were Ma'atzin Talmidei Chachomim.
That's not when they first came to Yavne, continuing.
This was apparently when they had first come. They were putting them up somewhere. Yeah. When things got really tough. Everybody was forced into Yavne. Yes, of course. Pasach Rebbe Yehuda Rosh HaMedabrim B'chol Makom. We know that Rebbe Yehuda was called the Rosh HaMedabrim because the Romans appointed him Rosh HaMedabrim because of his argument with Rav Shimon Bar Yochai before the Lag Bomer's order and so on. Go right ahead. One of his famous sort of verses. He appointed him always the Rosh HaMedabrim. He said it all in three words. No. Is it your neighbor? Do you not remember? I believe it's Rebbe Yehuda. So he was the Rosh HaMedabrim B'chol Makom. That's who Rebbe Shimon. It's Rebbe Yehuda who held the Rosh HaMedabrim. So he was Pesach B'chvei Teira, and he said like this. It says in the pasuk Moshe Yikach et ha'ol v'natalo mechutz l'machaneh, and then it continues on to say V'ya kol mevakesh Hashem yetzei al ol moed, which ol moed? The ol moed Hashem mechutz l'machaneh. That was Moshe's home. Became the ol moed. V'lo dvorim kal v'chomer. If the Oren Hashem, which was with Moshe, this is not the Oren that was in the in the Mishkan yet, but it was the Oren that was holding the original, the Luchot. Shaloi Amarucha Kalashneim Asar Mil, the maximum distance you'd have to go, was right outside the Machna. It was 12 kilometers. Nonetheless, the Torah considers anyone who went out to the Oren of Moshe, he mevakesh Hashem. Vayakol mevakesh Hashem. Yitzei alol moed. So Talmidei Chachamim, who consider a 12 kilometer trip to be basically a stroll in the woods, I mean, they go meir leir, medina lemedina lelmot Torah. They go across the world to learn Torah. Talakas kama v'kama that they are called mevakshei Hashem. Furthermore, it says v'diber Hashem al Moshe panim al panim. What does it mean, panim al panim? That doesn't mean literally panim al panim. It says lo yiru panai. I mean, v'chai. It's impossible to be panim al panim. So what it must mean is on Rav Yitzchak Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe. Moshe, ani v'ata nazbir panim al balacha. Let's learn together. Have some gishmak. That's the meaning of panim al panim. Hikri ame kach Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe. Kishem shani izbati lacha panim. Kach ata hazbir panim li Yisrael. Ve'achzer ha'oel mekomo. The reason that it says over here the panim el panim b'davka is because it's a response to Moshe Rabbeinu's moving the ohel out. He's saying, look, Moshe, I was nice to you. Did you very nicely over there, Panim? Same way I was nice to you, you should be nice to Klal Yisrael. Put this ohel back where it belongs. And that is why it says, v'shav el ha-machaneh, and that is followed by Misharato Yoshua ben Nunar, lo yamish mitocha ohel. What's the connection? So Omer Debo, first, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, look, I mean, what are people going to feel? HaShav Yomur HaRav Bekas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is angry at us, HaTalmid Bekas, Moshe is angry at us. Who are we going to turn to? Yisrael Mata Elia. So I'm warning you right now, either you put the ohel back, the Makoma, then okay, mutat. And if not, you know, the rest of the Pasuk, Yoshua ben Nun Nar. I got your replacement waiting in the wings, baby. Yoshua ben Nun Talmidcha. He will be Mishare Tachtecha. Vahainu Dechtiv, that's why it says afterwards, the Vishav Alamachane, Omar Rabbah Alpike, no Yatsah Davalavatala. The truth is that even though the Baruch Hu warned him in that sense, but it really was that way. Bisharto Yoshua ben Nun Nar, Loyamish Mitochaho, because of that, indeed, Yoshua ben Nun was Zoche to be there at the time that Meshur Rabbeinu would learn what the Shin. The old Pesach Rav Yehuda b'chvot Torah v'dorash. Haskeit u'shma Yisrael. Hayom hazeni yeta la'am. Now, this Pesach Haskeit u'shma Yisrael was said at the end of 40 years. After Kabbalat HaTorah. V'chiv yoto hayom nitzna Torah v'Yisrael alolat hayom so far ba'im shanaya. This was Moshe Rabbeinu's last day. So what are we saying today? You have become an Am. They became an Am. It was a day you stood on Harsinai. The Kabbalat HaTorah. Well, what is Moshe now giving the Torah again? Teaches you that the Torah is always new and fresh to those who learn it. You want to see how you can experience the same thing? Data. This brings us all the way back to the opening of the Masechta and the relationship of Kriyat Shema to Divrei Torah, which we pointed out as an early theme. Teda. A person every single day, he says Kriyat Shema in the morning, Kriyat Shema in the evening, and then erev echad eino kore. One night he forgets to say Kriyat Shema. Don't make a misha lo kara Kriyat Shema miolam. He feels, oh my God, like he's bereft. Well, he missed one day of Kriyat Shema out of thousands of days. What's the big deal? But it's a big deal, right? So that's the pshat, that a person has a completely new relationship every single day. Did they write that? Haskate Ushma, what's that? Haskate is a version of kitot. Make yourself kitot, which is asu kitot, kitot v'yiskuba Torah. Make chaburas to learn Torah. And don't do the daf yomi all on your own. But v'she'ein ha-Torah niknei tela b'chabura. Good to have a group of people learning together. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Chanina, don't Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Chanina, might have seen cherev al-abadim v'no'avu. What's the meaning of the pasuk that says there should be a sword to those who sit alone and they get messed up? This is cherev al-soneim shalvin tamidei chachamim. This is a euphemism, of course. She yoshvim dad b'vad v'oskim b'Torah. But those tamidei chachamim who sit all alone and won't share with others and don't have a chavrusa to discuss things with, they are should be affected by the sword. They become stupid. Because it says over here, v'no'avu. No'avu means to be dumb. Like it says, Asher no'anu. And the truth is, no'anu means worse, they're just dumb. Because it comes in the context of Asher no'anu, Asher chatanu. So it means al-shechotim. They end up sinning because of their separation. No'alu tzareit so'anu. Really, no'alu over there is a sense of doing ra. Another way of understanding haskeit is a lashon of kita, crush something, to crush yourselves. That's kita to atzmachem al divrei Torah. Put yourselves out and become personally crushed at the effort that you make. The only way that you'll remember what you learned is where you commit yourself to your learning to the extent that it really, really comes first, and you don't allow yourself to relax, to take off from it, and do it with laziness and so on, but you kill yourself over it. You say, I killed myself for that test. Where do you find Zot HaTorah? Adam Ki Amut Ba'ol. Someone who dies in the tent of Torah. So Baraka Haskate, Ushma Yisrael means Haskate. Has means first be quiet. To be quiet means to bracket yourself and to learn to listen. And then Katet, then grind what you've learned in your own way. Very difficult thing nowadays. Nobody wants to bracket themselves. There's a psychological concept called bracketing. You have to learn something. You have to first make like you're a nobody. Bracket your own resources. Learn to has. Learn to hear first. And then katek. And then grind it up. That's like Rava says. The Omer Rava, Lo'olam yilmod adam Torah, ve'achakach ye'eged. Many people like that response right away. I have something to say. So here's something. I have to now put it into my own words. You put it into your own words, you never learn anything. Because you hear what it is you already are programmed to hear. There's no possible way for you to grow out of it. First you need to be has, and then katek. Armei devei Rabbiani, my dechtiv, ki mitz chalav yotzich mitzaf yotzi dam. Mitzapayim yotzi rib. What is all of this meat business? It means like this. Mitz chalav. B'miyata motzei the chem'ah. Yotzi chem'ah. Only somebody who took the milk that he was motzei and he vomits it out. So he squeezes out the milk that he had at his mother's breast and then he learns to create butter. But you don't get butter if you're still interested in being suckled. So in other words, you need to spit it out, grow up, stop looking for what makes you feel nice and secure like at your mommy's breast. And then you'll be motzi chem'ah shel Torah. Mitzaf yotzi dam. What's that? Mitzaf. Mitzaf is a lashon of anger. So someone who is motzeitz the anger of his rav pa'am rishona. One time, mitzaf. Very often people they can't put up with it. Rabbi Akiva said, "I got beat so many times." He was 40 years old. He's beaten up. Very, very inappropriate. But that's the point. That's part of the bracketing idea. Somebody who tolerates the anger of his rav v'shotek and he accepts it. Zocher to dam, meaning he's zocher lafin ben dam tameim adam tohor. And what's mitzaf? Pain is double up. Yotzi Riv. Go Talmid Shekoes Elav Rabo Pa'am Rishona V'Shniya V'Shotek. Zocheh La'Avchin Bein Dinei Momonut U'Dinei Nefashot. Dinei Momon, as we know, is a higher degree of insight. B'Tznan Rav Yishmael Amel HaRotzeh Shitchakem Yasok B'Dinei Momon. She'in Lecha Miktoah B'Torah Yoter Mehem She'in Kima'ayan Noveya. To be able to get the shadings of every last element of deals, contracts, and the complex instruments that are used for financial transactions and interrelationship of people who have both rights and responsibilities that are always at odds with each other, the place to find it is in Dini Momen. Omer B'Shmo Bar Nachmeni, Ma'idichtiv, In Navalta B'Itnaseh, Vim Zamota, Yad Lepeh. What does this mean? In Navalta, somebody who made himself into a Nevela, basically. Menabalat Smaal Divrei Torah. Makes a fool of himself when it comes to Divrei Torah. He's not embarrassed to ask something he doesn't know, even though everybody's smirking at him, and so on. So for B'Itnaseh, he will become great. Vim Zamota, Zamota means Zamam, it means he puts a Zamama around it, he shuts himself up, he puts a muzzle over himself? Yad Lepeh. When they ask you what, you'll say, duh. And you'll put your finger to your mouth. You want to know what to say? Rav Nechanya, who spoke next, spoke about the Kvod Aksanya and not the Kvod Atera, the way Rav Yehuda did. And he said, when Shaul was about to destroy Amalek, he spoke to the descendants of Yitro, and he said to them, Lechu suru redu mitoch Amaleki, venosif chaimo, vata sita chesed in kol b'nei Yisrael. You, meaning your great-great-grandfather, Yitro, did chesed. Alo dvorim kavaf omer. Uma Yitro shelo karav et Moshe elo lechvod atzmo. Yitro got to the top of the heap by being makariv Moshe. Nonetheless, for deres and deres, he's viewed as the Aksanya. Somebody who brings a Tamachokim into his home and cares for him, shares his property with him. Imagine the generations of Zechus that he gets. He wanted Moshe to marry his daughter. So the whole thing basically took, right? Why didn't you invite him in? Because he sensed immediately. That's as Rashi says. I mean, I know some famous stories at the well. How come you didn't take advantage of the big well? Hmm? And that's where all the action is. Better bring him over to the house. Because Mareach Moshe Machado, in order to have the advantage of Moshe. In the end, Umaisa, we view him as in native to B'nai Yisrael because of that. Right? It all goes back to looking for your own advantage. Somebody's Mariah Tamit Chafik, doesn't look to advantage for himself. What was the second question?
He's hosting this meal. Wasn't the meal done in honor? He's hosting.
Yes, not necessarily. I'm saying that what we're looking back is how did it start originally?
That's why my question is the rush.
Now you're going back to B'naiism.
That
means he's hosting
that meal.
That's the story. I don't know. I don't know what the riot would be with the news of the meal. What would they even carve in? And I'm looking to it. The way it's going, ultimately, it comes back to Karvis Moshe Levadan. Although the Maisa does say over there that he was misabbing the Moshe. Rashi brings it. Misabbing Moshe, everybody was saying that he's the closing Moshe. They were Kanosha Melech, maybe. Yes, maybe they're Melech saying it's his garment. So they were eating the Shlomim because he had the garment for his gavers. And that's it. Maybe that's why. That's what they were eating. I like that. Good, okay. Now we have all the pictures. Thank you both. Posak Rabbi Yossi. Now, this business of Ger HaYitavarto, I mean, it was not exactly the most pleasant experience. First of all, when they first even allowed the Jews to settle into Mitzrayim, that's clear. Because Paro, the first thing he says, instead of just a welcome, he says, wait until the second meeting to say that. I mean, he can't control it. Clearly, his drive was to make use of the B'nai Yisrael. He figured if Yosef managed to do so much, get a couple of additional ones, we can double the economy. So kach, and nonetheless, he's zochet to a posik that answers all of their children from having the wrong attitude towards the Mitzrayim. So ha'mareach talmid chacham betov beito, ma'achilo mashkeo ma'anil menechassav, alachat kamen v'kamah. Posik Rabbi Eliezer, benosh Rabbi Yosef aglili b'chvot aksan yivadarash. Vayivarech Hashem et Oved Edom ba'avur Aron Elohim. So after the Aron was in the home of Oved Edom Hagiti, it says that God blessed him. We'll see later on what the blessing was. The Aron, what does the Aron do? The Aron basically sits in the garage. Doesn't eat, doesn't drink. All he did was he cleaned up the bed. He bathed. That's the fun of it. Nonetheless, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him a broth. The Talmud Chacham does eat. Mashkeu, he's makiwa, mashkeu, manim rechassah. Alakat kama vekama. Umahi birchato sheberchow. What was the bracha that Hashem gave to Oved Edom? It's the fact that it says, I'm Rabbi Zvira, this refers to his wife, whose name was Chomos, and eight daughter-in-law that he had, Vishmona Chaloteha, who clearly had all together, each one of them, Sheyoldu Shisha Bikeresechat. They all had six children at one time, Shinema. As it says in the Pasuk, it lists all of his descendants. It says Amiel, Ashishi, Yisachar, Shvi'i. Then Pu'ulta is Hashmi. And then says Kol Eile Mibnei Oved Edom Hema Uvenehem Veachehem Ish Chayil Bekeach LaAvoda Shishim Ushnayim LaOved Edom. Altogether 62 for Oved Edom. So there it's listing all the children of Oved Edom and lists eight. His wife being now the ninth. If you add them all together, you get 54. If all of them had six at one time, and then he had the original eight who married these people all together, 62 for Oved Edom. This follows the story of the broth of the Beis Oved Edom. So apparently, he did pretty well for himself. Okay.